So, das war Rhodes mit Worry. Und der wurde hier gerade schon beschenkt. What did he give you?
A CD.
A CD.
A Compilation
CD. Ah, unsere Flux FM Compilation. Hier sitzen die Musiker und wollen ein Interview gleich geben und dann kommt der Uli rein und beschenkt sie noch mit einer Compilation. Always gifts, isn't that nice?
Yeah, I mean, this is nice. It's got me on it, which is kind of strange, I suppose, seeing my name on there. But it's very nice. I'm going to treasure it. I'm not even going to take the wrapper off it.
Sehr gut. Er wird es für immer in Ehren halten und die Plastikfolie noch drum behalten. Come on. There are other great songs you should also listen to.
Well, yeah, but I mean, let me see.
Maybe you know all the artists and have them at home in Europe.
Let me see. Yeah, I've got all of their records at home already, so... No, maybe I will take the wrapper off this. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I should.
Yeah, it's a recommendation from my side here. Okay. Also, David Rhodes ist bei uns zu Besuch. Der Mann spielt heute Abend im ausverkauften Lido. Er kommt aus Hitchin, Hertfordshire. I've heard about Hitchin, Hertfordshire, because there are some musicians that come from Hitchin, Hertfordshire.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
There's quite a few. I grew up just outside Hitchin, but I went to college in Hitchin, and that's where there's so much music there. So much music happening. It's quite weird, but it's very close to London, so it takes 20 minutes to get into London from there, so it's kind of...
We had James Bay over here from Hitchin?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to school with him? No.
No, I didn't go to school with him, actually. I went to school in a neighbouring town. But I knew his brother quite well, actually. He has a brother... He's also a musician.
Yeah.
And James actually always played guitar. Whenever I saw them playing together, he was always playing guitar and not singing.
Sister.
Okay. So it was quite strange when he became
of course.
Who he is now, because I thought, hey, I didn't even know that guy could sing.
Yeah, that was his plan, amazing. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
In the long run.
Maybe.
What were you doing when you watched him play the guitar? What was your musical ambition then, and what did you play, or what gigs did you have?
There was a real kind of encouragement where around there to sort of jam. So there was blues nights and stuff, and everyone would go. There was a club there called Club 85, and we'd all just go down there and with our guitars and play. Everyone was in their own bands, and we all had different bands and things. At the time, I was playing guitar in a band, and that was kind of my ambition. I wanted to be a guitarist, and I looked up to some of the greats and like Clapton and people like that. You know, all the blues players, and that's what I wanted to do. But I think singing came a lot later for me. Yeah. We were always all just in the clubs playing music.
Uh-huh. That was around Hitchin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when did you start to sing? How many years ago is that now?
That was about 3 years ago now.
Okay, also gar nicht so lange her. Vor 3 Jahren hat er sich gedacht, jetzt kann ich auch mal das Mikrofon nehmen. Am Anfang war er so ein bisschen, sagen wir mal, ängstlich. Er hatte seine Stimme gehört, als er mit Freunden so auf dem Kassettenrekorder mal auch die Aufnahmetaste gedrückt hat. Und dann spielt man das ab und denkt, oh Gott, oh Gott, oh Gott. Und dann hat er erst davon Abstand genommen. Aber er wurde dann doch wirklich dazu gebracht, das durchzuziehen. Zum Glück, so you told the story about the cassette player where you could hear your voice. It sounded strange. Like everyone who's... like to do this like me as well.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was young, I was like, wow, who is this person?
Mm.
But you were so scared about that you thought, no, thank you, not for
I
me.
I hated the sound of my voice. You know, sometimes I still do, but it's kind of, yeah, I think that just gave me a real complex about kind of, especially like when you're in a band or whatever and someone's like, oh, play some, sing some backing vocals, and you go to the mic, and then suddenly it's amplified, and you can hear it, and it's like, no, I just won't. I don't think I'll just leave that one. But I suppose when you kind of get to a point in life where you realize that your insecurities are holding you back from doing what you want to do, that's when you have to just kind of say to yourself, look, come on, get a grip. You've got to just go for it. Otherwise, you'll spend the rest of your life kind of wondering what if.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time just forcing myself to become comfortable with my voice, I suppose, and then started writing.
Ja, und er hat sich überwunden und jetzt macht er seit 3 Jahren auch die Sache mit dem Mikrofon und das erfreut viele Menschen natürlich in seiner Heimat Großbritannien, ständig die Konzerte ausverkauft. Was soll ich sagen, heute Abend Lido auch wieder ausverkauft und er sagt damals, ja, vor ein paar Jahren noch habe ich eben nur Gitarre gespielt, das war mein Ding, wir hatten alle auch so einen Bluesclub da in meiner Heimatstadt und da sind wir alle hingegangen, haben unsere Songs gespielt und er war damals auch so im Eric Clapton und Fan und so weiter und fand diese ganze Musik gut, bis er dann später sich ein Herz gefasst hat und auch gesagt hat, ich möchte eben meine eigene Musik machen, beziehungsweise dann auch mit meiner eigenen Stimme. Wir hatten eben ja James Bay angesprochen, der auch aus seinem Heimatort kommt. Den hat er damals noch an der Gitarre gesehen. Da hatte nämlich der Bruder von James am Mikrofon gestanden und deswegen hat er sich ein bisschen gewundert, der Rhodes, als auf einmal der James auch mit dem, ja, als Frontmann im Grunde als Solokünstler aufgetreten ist. What about George Ezra? You toured with him as well and he's also from Hertfordshire.
He's from Hertfordshire, yeah. Yeah, he's really cool. He's a nice guy. He grew up in Hertford, which is quite weird. It's where they're all very close. And actually, James and George have the same manager, which is kind of even stranger because, mm-hmm. Yeah, there must be something in the water in Hertfordshire. But yeah, no, he's great. He's great. I loved touring with him.
What about working? I mean, playing is your passion, making music, but you know, you have to live from something. Did you do something? I remember, I have to say about James, that he told us he was working, I think, in Hitchin, pushing a shopping carts around, and, you know, at a at a supermarket. What did you do?
I worked at American Apparel, actually, in the clothes shop.
In Hitchin?
Not in Hitchin, in London. In London.
In London.
But my first job was in Hitchin at a music shop, actually, called John Myatt's. Uh-huh. And they sold like clarinets and flutes and oboes and things. So I kind of went into the interview saying I knew about those instruments, but I had no clue whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, but he believed you.
They believed me, yeah, of course. I must be a good liar. Mm-hmm. But that was fun actually. It was good, and it kind of it showed me a different side of music, I suppose. That kind of classically trained world of people who really push themselves to the very limits. Mm-hmm. My relationship with music is until recently, since I've been doing it professionally, it was pure enjoyment before that, and I felt meeting a lot of these people in the classical world, even though they obviously enjoy themselves and it's a very fun thing to do, it's a real push, you know. They have to really work very, very hard from a very young age to really get themselves to that level. And it's scary. Mm. It's scary what they can do, you know. They read music like you would read a book, like a language. They don't even have to pick up their instrument to learn how to play a song in some cases. It's weird.
But you have to start early to be a professional.
You do have to start early.
Ja, also ich wollte fragen, was für Nebenjobs hat er eigentlich so damals, ob er auch irgendwie wie James Bay gearbeitet hat im Supermarkt und die Einkaufswagen einsortiert hat. Er meint, er hat in London bei American Apparel gearbeitet und vorher noch, da war er in einem Musikgeschäft, also nicht wo Platten verkauft wurden, sondern Instrumente, Oboe, Klarinette und so. Und er ging dann auch hin, um den Job zu bekommen und meinte, ja klar, mit den Instrumenten kenne ich mich bestens aus, obwohl er überhaupt keine Ahnung hatte. Aber sie haben ihm geglaubt. Er sagte, ich war offenbar ein guter Lügner und hat dann aber auch gesehen, die Menschen, die reinkamen und diese Instrumente kaufen, die haben ja wirklich auch dann eine Leidenschaft dafür und brennen dafür und lernen das seit Jahren von Kindesbeinen an. Musik war für ihn bis dahin nur so eine Art Vergnügen und ein schöner Zeitvertreib. Und für diese Menschen war es eben natürlich auch harte Arbeit. Und das hat er daran eben auch gelernt, viel eben auch über klassische Musik. Wir hören uns einen weiteren Song an von Rhodes. Und zwar, let me see what I got here for you. Battered?
Breathe.
Oh, it's here. Okay. I'm blind, but I'm breathing. And now we got Rhodes. Heute Abend ist er im Lido. Da schreiben wir euch gleich mal auf die Gästeliste. Das ist nämlich ganz gut für heute, denn das Konzert ist komplett ausverkauft. Breathe von Rhodes bei Flux FM. Ihr seid in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Wir laden natürlich viele Künstler für euch ein, damit ihr dann auch am Abend auf die Konzerte gehen könnt und die auch mal persönlich kennenlernt. Und wie sind die eigentlich so drauf und was quatschen die eigentlich so, wenn man sie nicht nur eben auf der Bühne sieht? Deswegen haben wir zum Beispiel David Rhodes heute eingeladen. Der Mann aus Großbritannien wohnte in London natürlich zurzeit, ist ja gar nicht so weit entfernt, auch da sein Geburtsort, nämlich Hertfordshire. Und wir wollen ein bisschen noch von ihm erfahren. So today I used a antiperspirant without aluminum. You know, the stuff which is in the deodorant, which they say, which is not good for you because it can harm you.
Okay. How do you feel?
I feel good, but I'm smelling.
And you're smelling.
Yeah, the deodorant promised, or the antiperspirant promised, to protect me for 24 hours, and it doesn't. And now I'm disappointed. Are these things that are concerning you, or don't you think about deodorants or stuff like that?
Until you mentioned it, I hadn't thought about it, but now it's really bothering me. It's worrying me slightly.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Have you called them? Have you let them know?
No, not yet.
No, I would.
What kind of person are you? Are you drinking like green smoothies and stuff like that? Because you worked at American Apparel. People like that are coming in that shop all the time. No?
Really?
Conscious of what they're eating, what they're wearing.
I suppose I'm contrasting slightly in my attitude towards life.
Mm-hmm.
I like things that are bad for me,
mm-hmm.
but I make up for it by, for example, I had a green smoothie this morning.
Really?
But I also had a very large black coffee at the same time, in the same order. But yeah, no, I do care. I probably wouldn't check the ingredients on my deodorant.
Mm.
I care about fashion. I like fashion. Mm-hmm. I like clothes.
I can see that. I like your combination of colors. It's totally my combination.
Thank you. Do you know what? Normally, this is actually quite a lot of color for me.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah, I normally just wear black.
Ja, das ist so ein petrolfarbener Schal mit so einem Lila. Also ich mag gerne sowieso so dieses Türkis, Pink, Petrol, Lila. Mm. Und natürlich passt die Mütze dazu. So normally all black, but today a color-blocking scarf.
Yeah, I woke up feeling colorful. But I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, which is an English expression for feeling a bit sick.
Yeah.
But so I just thought, you know, a bit of color might make me feel good.
You're always black when you're on stage?
Mostly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from my jewelry, which is gold. I like black.
When you're traveling around all the time and are not at home very often, what are you carrying around with you? Do you have lots of stuff with you?
A massive suitcase full of clothes, a few pairs of shoes, and some books, headphones, a laptop. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
I've over the last year, I've gone from carrying bags and bags of stuff and kind of struggling to making it a bit more concise and small. Because, you know, you pack your bag and you don't use half of the stuff you bring. So.
Yeah, of course. Also der Mann schleppt eigentlich immer viel zu viel mit sich rum, hat er auch dann vor einer Zeit lang noch gemacht, immer so viele Taschen und dann hat sich gesagt, nee, ich muss das hier mal ein bisschen runterfahren, nur noch um die wichtigsten Dinge. Aber er ist halt eben ständig auf Tour und am Rumreisen, spielt mit ganz tollen Künstlern und natürlich ist jetzt selber sein eigener Headliner. So being your own headliner is good, ne?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Of course.
It's more pressure, but... It's good. It's a great feeling. It's surreal. It's very surreal, you know, especially because I kind of never really thought I could do it. I never thought I would have the courage to do it.
Mm.
This tour has been amazing, actually. Just seeing all the people out and about. And I came to Berlin straight from Brussels and I've never done a show there and it was great. You know, it's like 600 people and, even though that you can obviously go much higher and more people, but first to start off with, I thought, yeah, it was quite overwhelming. So yeah, it's cool, it's great.
Ja, also er sagte auch, es hätte es sich eigentlich damals nie zugetraut und jetzt auf einmal sind die Konzerte voll. Er kommt in Länder wie zum Beispiel Belgien. Er kommt nämlich gerade direkt aus Brüssel hier und da sind 600 Leute und die flippen einfach mal aus. So sold out is normal to you right now, ne?
Not really. I mean, I suppose so. It's kind of always the ambition, but mm-hmm. I don't really look at it. I don't really think about it too much.
Yeah.
It's quite strange, I know, because I think it's an amazing thing, but I don't look at those things.
Yeah.
But it's when you do find out something sold out, it's great. It's a great feeling.
Das kann ich mir vorstellen. Heute Abend spielt er im Lido, da ist auch wieder sold out. Und wenn ihr sagt, ach, dann könnt ihr doch irgendwie da vielleicht noch was für mich machen und mich raufsetzen auf die Gästeliste, dann wollen wir das jetzt tun. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000, dann könnt ihr Rhodes heute live erleben on stage. Er hat Tommy Ashby aus Scotland with him. What is Tommy doing for kind of music?
He's got an EP out. He's not really done that much yet. I think he's got another EP coming out in this year, but it's amazing. And he's going like every show, everyone's just like, wow, who the hell is this guy? Because he hasn't released much yet, but I'm sure this year he's going to be doing a lot. He's really, really great.
Also zwei tolle Musiker heute Abend auf der Bühne, Rhodes und auch als Support Tommy Ashby. Und die beiden werden sogar zwischendurch auch noch was zusammen für euch spielen, wie er uns gerade verraten hat. So have a great concert tonight.
Thank you.
And recover as soon as possible, so you don't need the scarf.
I will try.
Yeah, you will.
My
you
best.
Will. Drink some tea and relax and enjoy Berlin. David Rhodes war bei Flux FM. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we are listening to Close Your Eyes.